Well, time for a quick update on trailer life and my travels. The last 2 weeks I've been photographing in and around Bandon with my friend Joe Lipka, but I moved on from that last Monday. He's now returned to North Carolina. We had a terrific week, lots of good photography, photographed down in the Redwoods, photographed in and around the rocks on the Bandon Beach, went up the Coquille River and did some photography, rented a sand dune buggy and got out onto the Eel Creek Dunes to do some photography. It was a lot of fun, and hopefully there's some interesting enough work that it'll make its way into an issue of Kokoro. Right now I'm in the town of Grants Pass, Oregon, which is in the southern western Oregon, still on the western side of the Cascades. But on Tuesday, I head over to the town of Lakeview, Oregon, which is out in the Oregon desert. It's supposed to get a little warmer. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you can tell it, but in the background is the noise of my air conditioner, which I'm using for the first time in the trailer, and I'm more delighted than you know to report that the air conditioner works great. Because it's supposed to get to be 100 degrees here on Monday. It will definitely be an air conditioner sort of day. The only bad news about this campground in Grants Pass is the Wi-Fi is basically non-existent, and the cell phone coverage is basically non-existent. And so uploading and downloading files has been really, really difficult. Matter of fact, I may end up having to drive into downtown. I'm actually about 9 miles outside of downtown Grants Pass. This campsite chosen specifically because it's right on the Umpqua River, which is true. The bad news is on the other side of the Umpqua River is the I-5 freeway. So it's a little less out in the woods than I had hoped. But far enough away that I've got really crappy Wi-Fi. And I'm quickly learning, now that I've been 3 months on the road, as of June 15th, I'm quickly learning that this is the real challenge. I've got to do a better job of trying to get more stable, more secure, and slightly faster Wi-Fi, just so that uploading things like Here's a Thought videos or podcast audios, it isn't quite so difficult a process. My intention is to keep up with those. Sometimes it takes so long to upload them that they actually don't get posted until late in the afternoon of the day they were supposed to be posted in the morning. So I'm learning that's a bigger deal in trailer life than I feared it was going to be. And I knew it was going to be complex and not nearly as fast as having fast internet at home, but I didn't realize it was going to be quite this bad and quite this slow. But you live, you learn. And so I may have to change some strategies around and do some different things in order to make sure that I get stuff posted on time. The good news is, however, that the photography has been terrific. I have discovered I'm more resistant to going out at the end of the day and spending a couple of hours photographing than I thought I was going to be, partially because, you know, I'm still doing lens work, I'm still doing monographs, I'm still doing all the lens work online updates, and everything just takes a little longer in the trailer to do because of the slow internet, because of just the logistics of pulling out my laptop, getting it all set up, doing the work, etc. So things are not nearly as efficient here on the road as they were at home, which I suppose is perfectly predictable, and I should have anticipated that, but I didn't. So I'm having to tread a little faster just to keep up than what I had hoped. And so I'm rethinking some strategies, I'm rethinking some logistics, and we'll see if that helps me get out into the world to photograph a little more. And conversely, spend a little more time working on my personal work, which was part of the objective of this entire trip. And as I mentioned a while back, one of the revelations that I've had is maybe I don't need to spend so much time out with the camera photographing, but it's really hard to resist that when you're out in such beautiful country and there's so much landscape potential. For example, I'm about a two-hour drive away right now from Crater Lake, and I'm trying to figure out if I've got enough time to go up to Crater Lake, two-hour drive up, spend some time up there photographing, two-hour drive back. It's going to be probably a day's commitment to go there, and I only have, you know, a limited amount of time here because I'm only staying in this campground for a week. And it's a real shame to have to miss things like that because of work. But I do have obligations that are unavoidable, and so I'm trying to find that point of balance, which I suppose is no different than any other life scenario when we're trying to merge the demands of everyday life and art making as a part of our life. And so it's finding that sweet spot that's a balance, and I think I just don't quite have it yet. So I'll keep you posted how that goes, but in the meantime, I'm still having a ball.